Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
lending God's favor.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something
wrong.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're God's love.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hands.
Lending God's favor.
Lending God's favor.
We're your friends.
We're friends.
We're your neighbors.
We got your neighbors.
And welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning as we are bringing to you another beautiful, beautiful and timely discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz on Black History Month. And his title today is Black History Month. It's not just another month, but Black history is world history. So as you can see, he has a lot of information to bring to you today, and I won't hold you any longer, so I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
Walaikum Asalaam. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I know you didn't read the summary that I had, so I'll just go into it myself. Be the will of Almighty God Allah. First, we always like to open, start our life and our day with prayer. So we will start with the opening prayer in the Holy Quran, the final revealed knowledge the Creator revealed to his last prophet to free the whole world, everybody. Y'all, no matter what your religion, this prayer is for you too. And it's called Fatiha. It was said in Arabic and then translated in English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Nirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim wa Dhalin. Ameen. We just say it translated into English, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, the ruler, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace and favor, not of those who reject faith in you, and go astray into evil from your straight path. Amen.
Amen.
So people, the sister didn't read the summary I had for you. I had a little summary for you, but I'll just go from there. The first thing I want to say is I thank all of you all who are listening. You could have been doing something else, but you took up the time to listen at this beautiful radio program. And so we're going to try to do the best that we can. And so I just want to greet you all and greet peace. Assalamu alaikum. And it means peace be unto you in the Arabic language. And I want to say, people, speaking on Black History Month, what some of the things I said, and one of the main things I said, this is even in the Bible of the Christians. This is the words right here that come from the Bible of the Christians. It says, it was darkness in the world in the beginning. It was darkness. It was complete darkness. And say, it was the Word. It was the Word. And say the Word was God. So what is this telling you? It's telling you that Almighty God, Allah, He brought all His creation and creatures out of a dark state into a state of enlightenment where they could understand the purpose of life. I said I would also use the analogy of a woman having a baby. That baby, Allah, the Creator, said He created in three veils of darkness. So as you can see, even physical life is conceived out of darkness. And to accept that one month that these white supremacists in America give us as a people, it's a travesty. It's a disgrace, and it's great disrespect. And if you accept it, you're worse than they are, Black people of America. Because Black people over 400 years ago built this country. White people brought us here, went to Africa over 400 years ago, brought us African Americans here, and we were very educated. They didn't even know how to talk. We had to teach them how to talk. We had to take care of their children. We built this country and for them. And today, there is a change, but it's not complete. Where Black people, but you can see it, they are beginning to be blessed by the Creator to be on the rise in terms of world leadership. Obama was the world leader when he was in there for 8 years. This sister Kamal, whatever her last name is, a woman of color, vice president. There's never even been a white woman a vice president. We're in a new day. And in this new day, I'm not talking about like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm talking about we in a new era, I'll put it that way, spiritual era, where everything that happened in the beginning of time, the Creator say He will bring it back in the end of time. So He saved the people that were stricken from their homeland and made slaves. And there are people, the Creator say, their whole identity was taken from them. They didn't know who He was. And subsequently, if you don't know who your Creator is, you won't know who you are. And He said these people would be treated worse than animals. The Creator say this. But He said that He would allow this so that in time, after all of this brutal and hatred and ill treatment of us as Black African Americans, He said eventually He's going to free us and we're going to be the leaders, not only America but the world, like we were in the beginning. Adam and Eve began the human race for all people. Adam and Eve was Black. our people that was brought over here in them Ninta, Pinta, Santa Maria, or whatever you call them ships that so-called the white America brought us over here in, I want you to know this part of history too. So you can appreciate Black History Month, not month, but in every day in your life. They given us 1 month to acknowledge the accomplishment of black people. When our black people started the history, the Europeans or so-called whites that came here over 400 years ago, they was uncivilized. These were people that come out of the caves of Europe. They call it Caucasus Mountain. And this ain't no racism I'm teaching. I'm teaching to kill racism and bring people back to understand that when the Creator created us, He created us as one human family. And you won't find in any of His revelations where He described people by skin color. No. Skin color don't make people, can't bring people together. And, you know, wanting to integrate into another person's race, and you already, the Creator ain't make no mistake. He made you who you are. And you, as black people, got a spiritual a destiny. Other people also have. But our spiritual destiny as a black people in America is stronger than any people that's been in slavery in Africa or other places, too, Europe, all over the world. Why? Because if you take right now and ask all of the races outside of the African Americans who they are, where they come from, they can tell you that. And we're the only people that were stripped, the African-American people, of everything. They took our faith religion, which was Islam. They took our faith, which was in Almighty God, Allah, and Allah meaning all in all. He's the creator of all people and all things. And He has no rivals or partners. So, you see, when you understand this month, please do not look at it as one that you accept. If you accept 1 month to be appreciated for building this country, and the whites are still setting laws to punish black America just because of our skin color. They hate us because of our of our skin color, but they want you to think that. But racism comes when one race wants to dominate, you know, other races. And that's what racism is. It's domination of another race. And they, the whites of America, they weren't dumb in this aspect. They knew that they couldn't keep us in physical bondage of slavery indefinitely. So what did they do? They came up with a plan to keep us in slavery mentally and psychological and spiritual, so that we wouldn't have any clue or idea of what our purpose was that our real Creator created us for. And the Creator said He created everything, all people, all His people equal. And here in white America, still, it's changing, but it's still white America. Remember that. And he said He created all of us equal. And white America, when they brought us over here over 400 years ago, they said we was the black Negro or colored person, as you want to call us, Afro-American. They said we was three-fifths of a human being. Where did they get that from? They didn't get it from the revelation in no scripture of the Creator of the heavens and earth. It come from themselves. They, and I'm going to tell you why they know how to treat us so bad in America, these Europeans or whites in America, because they was treated the same way in England. And the Queen of England, Isabella at that time, about 200-300 years ago, she cast them out. They was like, and put them in, instead of projects, they was put in caves. And they live like cave people, these Europeans that's running this government and these whites in America. And so they know how to treat us so evil. So they said that, you know, the same way that they was mistreated by their people, they said when we get these slaves, we going to treat them the same way, even worse. Because at least they was kicked out of England because they was considered the low class and the bad people, like we are. And but still, even in the cage, and when they came to America, we brought them here, they still stuck together as one. And even other people need to take notice of this month, too, and understand that they're not better than black people just because we've been stripped of the knowledge of our true self. And they want to give us 1 month to recognize the accomplishments. Again, I say that we as a black people in America, born and raised in America, give us a month to recognize our achievements. That's a travesty. That's total disrespect. When we built this country for them, we taught their children. Their children got breastfed 300-400 years ago by black women, because they knew that the black woman and black people had stronger genes, had stronger DNA than theirs. They had very weak DNA, and they still do. And that's not racism. That's just saying that if anybody, any other part of the human race, especially the whites and the Jews, the pale-skinned people, the light-skinned people, they can take the darker-skinned person and they can use their heart, their body parts, their kidneys and everything. My sister was recently given a kidney. All praise is due to the Creator, Allah, and she was going to have to go on dialysis. So we, African-American people, I want you to understand, you're a special people, but you have to read. You have to know and understand why things happened to us in this country for over 400 years. You know, if you learn the reason why, you can let that go and start going into the beautiful future that Almighty God Allah got for us, and he's shown us that even in this present administration in the government. Never been an African-American lady vice president. It's never even been a white lady vice president. So that's a great change. And when President Obama became the president, the first black African-American ex-slave, that was telling you black people of America something, but most of you still didn't get it. Most of you, you still want to be loved by so-called white people, not just in America, all around the world. This is a worldwide epidemic, racism. So all the light-skinned people, whether they're Arabs or Indians, whites, Jews or whatever, they look down on the darker-skinned people. And this also is in Revelation. I understand, and I stand to be corrected, that during the lifetime of a prophet named Moses, or Musa in Arabic is his name, that his brother was Aaron, and his sister was Jesus' mother, Mary. And Moses wanted to marry an African lady, and his brother and sister told him, Aaron and Mary, you don't need to marry outside of our race, as she said it, they said it. And what they were talking about, they was a fair-skinned people. You know, they won't just dark skin. They were fair-skinned, and they wanted Moses to marry somebody that was fair-skinned or looked like they was white. And Prophet Moses refused. He refused, and Almighty God, Allah, he reprimanded, he taught a lesson on slavery and color, how he hate racism. For their punishment of trying to make Prophet Moses a racist, Almighty God made them, they weren't that light, they were semi. He made them completely light-skinned, like really white people, pale-skinned people. That is Moses' brother and sister. And he said, I'm doing this because I hate racism. And y'all was practicing racism on y'all brother Moses by not wanting him to marry an Egyptian or African woman because of her skin color. She was dark skinned. So it's lots about slavery you need to know, people. But the main thing as African Americans you need to know about history is that everybody else know their history and you don't know your history. So today, with the help of Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, we'll try to give you a little help. So we want to go back in history just for a few moments today. Back in history, over 400 years ago, when they brought black 20 million black slaves over here, they had a plan for us. And their plan to keep us in slavery was divide and conquer. So they put the woman, black woman, against the black man. They made the black woman the leader for the black family. And they separated the family so you wouldn't even know who your true brother or sister was. And we got family all over this country, and we don't even know them because they divided us. And generation after generation, that separation, it continued to go on today, where black people now are beginning more, even in this country, to try to find out their roots. Where did they really come from? And if you look in the Webster's Dictionary, wrote by a white man, the definition he gives you of good, anything pertaining to godliness or divinity, is white, light-skinned. The angels are light. The heaven is light. The Son of God, they say, the Christians, is white. They even say Jesus' mother, Mary, is the mother of God. How senseless and ignorant can you be? The Creator created Jesus and Moses. So how you going, Jesus and his mother Mary, peace be upon all the great messengers and prophets of Allah and all the righteous women and men forever. But we were just starting off with this type of history, and look at what is happening now around you. Open up your mind. See, this is the key. The white man said 400 years ago that one white man named was Willie Lynch, and he came to America, South America, North America. He came over here, and he told the slave masters in the North and the South of America how to keep the black slaves in slavery forever, indefinitely. Well, we would never, never come out of that slave, because real slave. And what he told them, take the chain off their feet. Take the chains off their hands and feet, and you can get more productivity out of them. But as long as you just work them to death and you keep hanging them and castrating them and killing them, you ain't going to have none around here to work for you, to help y'all build up this country. So he said, I'm going to give y'all a proven method how y'all can keep them slaves even after y'all free them physically. They'll still be working for y'all. They'll still look up to y'all and love y'all more than they will love themselves. They won't even love themselves. They will hate themselves and love y'all. So they came up with a religion called Christianity in America. And if you study that religion and you're an intelligent person, you will understand that it's a contradiction from revelation to generation. It's lies. They lie on Almighty God in the Bible of the Christians. And the Jews, they lie on his prophets and his messengers. And a lot of his messengers and prophets, they kill just for trying to bring them the truth. And their prophets and the greatest prophets and messengers, they're from the eastern part of the world, as you can call Africa. And they were black people. So they said that we would take the shackles off their he told them, take the shackles off their feet and make them feel free. But what I want you to do is when you take the shackles off their feet and their hands, I'm going to teach you how to put shackles in their brain, in their mind, so they won't be able to think for themselves. But they'll always be dependent on white America to take care of them. And when you get through building up your white America, you won't have to kill them. They'll exterminate themselves. So he taught them how to keep a slave even after we supposed 100 or so years ago been free. We ain't never been free, African-American people. As long as your mind and your soul don't know who your creator is, and you worshiping all these false gods that white, so-called whites have given you, and worshiping other races like they're better than you, you will never be free, African-American people, on this so-called day they call Black History Month. No, 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 no. Every month is Black History Month, because everything come out of the Creator brought out of darkness into light. And I'm going to give you another scientific example of that. Even in school, it amazed me then and it amazed me now. I used to like art, so we used to do clay figurines a lot. And the teacher said, just make whatever you want to make. And I know that she said, but listen, you can't make what you want to make and give it no color unless you use your base color as black. These things should tell you something. When people hate and love you, the whites love to see us acting a fool or playing sports. But they don't want us to be no business man, no business people. And they set it up like that, that over 400 years ago, Wilderness told them, if you teach them, teach slavery in their mind, then they will be just a race of consumers. They won't want anything valuable that y'all give them. They will just consume things. They won't be entrepreneurs. They won't have the mind to work for themselves and do for themselves. They will be just a people that's totally dependent on white people and their overseers, or as back in slavery, we call them the house Negroes, and we call them that today, but only I want to put it this way, they're house niggers, you see. And most black African-American Muslim person, I don't care what you are, you call your religion, and you can say you ain't got no religion, but if you black and you was born in America, you is still under slave influence, slave psychological slavery that teaches you to hate yourself, hate black people, and love white people, and love other people too, but to hate yourself. Now, the biggest thing, a man named Malcolm X, Haji Malik Shabazz said, may his soul rest in peace, that the man... the white man, the biggest problem with black people in this country, they were born and raised here, and other people see that when they come here. They see the black Americans worshiping white people as though they gods. One young lady told me she had been to the church this morning, and I have been teaching her. That's more proof of what I'm saying. Church ain't the answer. The church is a religion made up by the arch enemy, the chief enemy of lost of all people. That's Satan. I'm going to give you an example of that too. When we say words is what make people. If you don't have no knowledge in your head, you got an empty brain. Your brain is empty. And it ain't no good to you. And your mind ain't no good. You ain't got no mind. You can't think. So I want you to understand today, quit celebrating Black History Month in February as the so-called whites give you in this country. Know that Black history is all history, the world history. Why? Because I said again, I come from the Quran. Allah say it was darkness, complete darkness in the world. And Allah say in the Quran, he said, Kun, Fayakun, which means be, and it is. And he said he separated the night, the darkness, from the day that he had created daylight in this, with the sun. And he say, he even say in the Holy Quran, day is for work, and night is for rest and sleep. So you, and everything that the Creator has taught black people of America when we was in Africa, they took all of that away from us. So the complete mind of 99% at least of black people in America, they don't know who they are. They don't know where they come from. they reject Africa, the majority of them. I don't want to be no African. And a lot of them say, now say, I want to leave America and go over in Africa. What brought that about? They think if they go over to Africa, they go get treated good and welcome, like a lot of Africans say, you come over there, we treat you so good. But that's a lie. Over in Africa, they're killing each other, the Muslims and Christians, killing each other, but mostly the Muslims, because that's mostly a Muslim continent with a lot of countries. And most of those countries are Muslim countries. So they doing the same evil over there. The white man took that same evil plan to keep them in slavery, a whole continent of people. And the only way they was able to do it, like Malcolm X said, or Al-Hazi Malik Shabazz said, is divide us and conquer us. And that division includes when they taught us the self-hatred and division, one of the things that the slave master did was very powerful. The slave masters told the black people, this is very powerful. Y'all are three-fifths of a human being, so y'all are animals. Therefore, you can't think for yourself. We have to think for y'all. And right now today, most black African Americans, they won't think for themselves and come together and think. They go to their so-called white God, and they ask them, and if they don't get approval from their so-called white God, they won't accept the truth coming from another African-American, a black man. We done had many black leaders that have passed on, gave their life, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Imam Wafdi Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, Clara Muhammad, Sarah Park, Sojourner Truth, huh? Yes, Harriet Tubman. We done had great people to give their life for us black Americans to be enjoying the best time now since we've been in America. But it ain't because of us coming together and working together. It's because the creator of the heavens and the earth is in control. And he's on the scene, and he's making this change, and he's showing us the change, even allowing through divine intervention the devil's top man to be the leader of the world for 4 years, Donald Trump. He is the personification of evil. He is the most evil and vicious so-called human being on the planet. And not only him, but all the governments in the world, they go to the United Nations in New York, and they conspire on how they're going to call what's called population control, destroy most of the other people, and there'd be just a few rich people around here and acting like they're the gods of the universe. And any time, it's never been a president like Donald Trump that instigated, like the devil. He's an instigator. He move you up to do things, encourage you to do things that he know you're going to get destroyed. He know you can't win. So he whispers to her. And he, since Donald Trump was his main man, and he allowed Donald Trump to just kill, make more laws to kill black people, not mentally. They want to get rid of black people today physically because they realize so many black people, we're so smart. We are the wisest people in the world when we know who we are and who we come from, and as the sister say, whose we are. We ain't the white man's property. We are Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth property, the black people of America. And until you come back and realize that your creator is not Jesus, your creator is not no human being or no creature, are no part of creation. Your creator is a spirit. He's spiritual power that controls and rules everything in the heavens and the earth. And there's what's called mental slavery, darkness, and there's what's called mental enlightenment of freedom. You can't be free as long as you hate yourself and you love somebody else, and they can't respect you because you don't have no self-respect. And self-respect for us, and to gain the position, that world leadership position that the Creator wants us to have, and he's going to do it for a few of us in America and the world. Bamboozle, you've been hoodwinked. You've been lied to, in other words, for over 400 years, and you're still being lied to. So long as you accept them old lies from the same one that's killing you, that's very foolish of you. You're a fool. So I, at this time, I'm going to give away. Somebody might have something they want to say, input or a question or whatever, on this so-called Black History. I can't hear you, Coho. I apologize, people. Almost every week that we come on, we have some technical difficulties, but I can't control that. If you all in the audience can still hear me, I will continue to talk. And the co-host, I just have to wait till she come on. She also teaches too, but most of the time, I do the teaching because that's what my mission was to do. I wrote something here that I want to share with you, African-American people, and in particular, and just people in general. I ask you to take this spiritual journey with me into the real world, spiritual world, you see? And people, I said, life for human beings is when we start thinking right. See, if you're ignorant, you can't think right. So right thinking comes from the fear of displeasing the Creator. In the Quran, the Creator says, hearts do find satisfaction, excuse me, in the remembrance of Allah, or the Creator. So if you won't satisfaction, all these material things and sex and drugs, you can't get no satisfaction out of those things. Those things are things to destroy you when you worship them things. You indulge into them things. That's all you want to do is live for this world, not for the life hereafter. So you just shut out that you got to die and act like most people, they're going to live here forever. When this whole world is not going to be here forever. It's getting ready to go out. The Creator going to take it out, he say so. So the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the world, because he is all righteous and he is all good, we as a people, if we try to understand our Creator and understand his purpose and plan for our life, you don't have to be in religion to do that. No religion. You don't have to call yourself a person of any religion. You don't have to say you're Muslim. But what you have got to do, if you want to be free, you got to understand that even though the Creator gave us a little limited freedom, he gave us a little limited freedom, very short, to choose right from wrong. And so we can see in the world today, most people have chosen wrong, and they have accepted evil as their good. And this plain to see, if you say you don't see it, you don't want to see it because it's right there in your face. The Creator got it right there in your face. So as I said again, co-host, are you on now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I would like for you to say a few words, or if we got any guests, give them an opportunity to come on.
All right. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you, Mr. Morris, for joining us as we bring to you another beautiful and definitely on-time discussion about Black history and Black History Month. He's clarifying some of these deceptions, as we know, these we are always being besieged about something, okay? And our slave masters are the slave masters. I don't like to say our slave masters. The slave masters are those of you who choose to still have them as slave masters. They're still deceiving you today about your own history that you should know about your own self. And we want to thank Imam Shahid Shabazz for clarifying a lot of these misconceptions for you, for us today. And for letting us know that this is Black History Month, that it's a month for us to really learn true Black history, not just any information that's given to us, handed to us, and it's being told to us that this is our history. We need to do research, study. It's a study and search for yourself. Seek and you shall find. Go and look and search for yourself. Do research and find out your history. And know what others are giving to you, whether it is the truth or not. But we must always come from a spiritual point of view, because we are a lost creation. And that... Excuse me, I have a look. I have an allergy here this morning.
Take your time. Take your time. I have sinus allergy too. That I'm dealing with, but through my faith in Almighty Allah, He set for me to get through. He said, with every difficulty, there's relief. The relief don't come after the difficulty. The relief is with the difficulty. So, you know, He say when we are going through sickness, if we got faith in Him, He say it's a purification for our souls. So, and heart, so that when we die, call us to death, we will be pure like a baby, like your brothers in the world, knowing no sin, doing no sin, seeing no sin, sin. We got to become like that today. I shared with another brother before the talk show came on that I forgot the point. I'm not all knowing, so I forgot the point. But anyway, we was talking about a lot of things, and one of the things I want to I had to say to you is that people, things, and the evils in your life, and the evil in this world, is not going to stop by on its own. The Creator have created us, all human beings, to be what's called Khalifa, a ruler over the earth. But when we follow our own self-will, we come under the influence of our arch enemy, Satan, and his jinn, or evil followers that you can't see. And then they come in our life, and you see they done took over the life of most people, Muslims or whatever you are, call yourself. And the only way we can get our freedom, see, freedom ain't got nothing to do with skin color. Freedom got something all to do with people being a slave in their mind, not knowing who they are, and not knowing their creator and what he expects of them, why he created them, what he expects of them to do while they're down here on this earth. I can say it to you in a few words. The creator of the heavens and the earth say he created all things good. He created all things, people, all things, we included, good, and with the nature of good in us. And he say he only accepts our good. He don't accept our intentional sinning. You know, so people, African-American people, you can come out of slavery now. That's what me and the brother was talking about, that you got so much knowledge available to you. This is the age of knowledge and the revealed truth. So you ain't got no excuse today. And I say to you people that Almighty God say he created the nature of good in every human being and heart, and he created the nature of good in all his creation. And Almighty Allah say he will never change the evil conditions we are going through as individuals, and as a human race until we first change what's in our heart. What do we mean by this? He made the heart good. The evil in this world and the evil in us changes. We make the world what it is. We make the world evil by being selfish. And that's what the Bible says also, that in these days that we are in, called the last days of evil, really, say that most people, and it's plain to see, they would be lovers of themselves. They would not love the Creator. They wouldn't even acknowledge Him. And Satan said that when he got cast out of heaven, he said, I'm going to have all of them acting like good. I mean, your goodness is evil and following me in my evil, acting like my evil, the evil I'm influencing them with, is good for them. And that's exactly what he did. So people, time is very short for us now on this planet Earth. People are dying faster than I ever seen. And our time is usually coming around. What you have to ask yourself is that, are you prepared to die? Do you know you have to prepare to die? Most people, Muslim too, they don't even want to talk about death. But the Creator say the smartest person is the one that remembers death all the time. And he say the wisest person is the one also who remember death all the time and best prepared for death at all times. Because nobody know when the Creator going to send the angel of death to take their soul out of their body, the life. Allah say when he created the human being, he put some of his divine, eternal life-giving spirit in us, in our heart, and we became what? Living souls. So now you people know that the white man of America has said, all of us black African-American, we don't have a soul. They say we are animals. We don't have a soul. And they got a law passed now, my cousin in Richmond said, that recently they raped the three guys, raped this woman. So we don't have really a government that is a moral government. We have a government, until now, we got a good government. We've had to catch hell a long time before, and people had to die for us to be politically, for politics to work for us as a people. And even myself, I don't want no accolades, but I've been blessed to be out in the streets from Miami, Florida, to coast to coast, to Buffalo, New York, and spreading the word of our Creator, calling people, black people in particular, to come back to your true nature, which is good, and come away from that evil nature, which is to lead you to destruction and ultimately to the hellfire in the hereafter forever. So this is what we want to talk about, and this is what we got been blessed to say to you today. So I'm going to give you another opportunity. Anybody wants to speak, elaborate, collaborate with me on what I'm saying, I disagree. You're welcome to come on at this time. Assalamu alaikum. Co-host, are you there? Like I said, people, I keep getting breaks from the co-host, so that means that I have to continue to teach. So I wanted to draw from this, or gain from this, all you African-American people who want to be free. As the sister said, you got to start reading. I mean, the mind, why do you think the Creator gave us a mind? Brain, intelligence, so we could think. If you can't think, you won't be able to distinguish good from evil, right from wrong. But if you think, the Creator say, he will always reveal the truth to you. But Satan has done his job, especially on African Americans. Back in slavery, they would kill us if they caught us read 200, 300, 400 years ago. So that passed on from generation to generation, And most black African Americans, they do not like to read. We had a saying when I was coming up, if you want to hide something valuable, I ain't going to say a book, put it in a scripture or the book of Almighty God, and it'll be there more likely until you die. Because African American, and I'm talking to you in particular, you don't like to read. And then once you do read or hear the truth, you don't want to practice the truth, obeying your Creator. You still want to say you obey Him, and you may obey Him in some things He say, but all of what He say, you don't want to obey Him in everything. And people, these are people who you can't tell ain't going to heaven. Well, you can talk all you want, but you're going to die. And you're going to see if you're going to heaven. But my job is to warn you now so you have an opportunity to change your ways, change your thinking from that of evil, most people, back to good and justice. Treating others like you want to be treated. And this goes with slavery. If you want white people and others to treat you good, African-American people, learn to treat yourself good and one another. I hear black females, especially the young ones, all over this country, cussing their little bitty babies out. I mean, a baby in a stroller, a one-year-old child, saying, get your G-D-A-S-S in this house. I'm a F-U-C-K you up if you don't mind me. I mean, that's a self-destructive people right there. Anytime you don't value your baby's life. So black people of America, you're in bad shape mentally. Through the grace and mercy of our Creator, I'm trying to help you come out of this slave funk. I call it a slave funk. Funk means evil. The slavery to evil. And you can free yourself. All you got to do is right now today, realize that you're not who you are. And I know you're probably wondering, I guess you're probably wondering, what am I talking about? When I say you are not who you are, Black America, you don't accept your own race. So when you don't accept who your Creator made you, your Creator not going to let anybody, the other parts of the human race respect you either. And when you hate yourself, your enemy don't have to kill you, you'll kill yourself. So that's what's happening today. In order to stop it, this killing and the government, Allah going to take care of that anyway, man, friend was talking today. He always changed the world when the world get too evil. Study history. And he's still the same as he was 1,000 million years ago as he is today. He don't change. He don't change in the way he works with unbelievers, hypocrites, or believers. So, belief in your own accomplishments. Study go on the computer. Just look for your history here in America, African American people. Do yourself that great justice before you die. And so you have a chance to come out of this slave mind, come back to your right, godly mind, so that you can be saved from your own self-destruction and the evil and destruction of Satan and his followers in this world, which they done made evil people and the devil. So can you hear me, co-host? Apparently, people, the co-host is not coming on at this time, so that means I got to keep teaching. I don't mind, but I do want to say this. I pray that all of you really, but if not all that listen to the show, some, that you really benefit from the show. I pray that you understand that the words that the Creator put in me to give you every Sunday that we come on, they're not my words. They're the words of the Creator, your Creator. And not only your Creator, but the one who's keeping you alive. And the Creator said he's closer to the human being than our jugular vein. Your jugular vein is the vein in your neck. If it get cut, you'll bleed to death.
So Allah, the Creator, said he's closer to you than that. So what has he said? He's closer to you than your own physical life. Most people you see all into their physical life and physical, trying to please their physical carnal self. And they have totally just forgot deliberately about the spiritual part of life. So that's why we're living in a time likened to the prophet of this way of life, Islam, Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. May special prayers and mercy be upon him. It's called Jahiliyyah in Arabic, the age of spiritual darkness. Most people in this world are in spiritual and mental darkness. But the people that's, and some people in the human race, quite a few of them, since they read the Quran, they have all truth in this last revelation of Allah, they're coming out. White people, too, they're coming out of slavery thinking. But most black African Americans in particular, they're holding on to the slavery teaching. So ain't nobody can help. The government can't help you black people by giving you no money, stimulus check, and no other type of benefits, health care and all that. If you ain't living right, money, nor you ain't going to take care of yourself no right way. And we had a saying, money and a fool will soon depart. So all the money you get, black African American, it's going to soon leave you. I just want to use an example, a professional boxer. I won't call no name, but he was knocking out everybody. And, quickly rose to make millions of dollars, $50, $60 million. And this type of thing, even I think maybe $100, $1 million or more. And he bought a ring. Now, a ring for $1,000. No, excuse me, $1 million. And recently he got married, and he spent $1 million just on his marriage. If that ain't consuming, I don't know what consuming is. So I hope that somebody can hear me, the co-host. She's not, I don't know what her circumstances is, but she's not on the phone, and she used to bring other people on that want to talk. So I hope that still, since she's not able to do that at this time, I hope that you will really think deep on what's being said today, because this is the only way we can regain and reclaim as a black people of America our position in the world, of being world leaders and spiritual leadership. I didn't say material. And you hear a lot of people say, blacks, everybody, you hear people say, and it comes from the Jews and the whites, that money is power. Well, if money is power, me and my cousin in Richmond were saying, when you see somebody dying, I know a lot of billionaires and millionaires, they die. Now, if money was power, and they had the power they said they got, even in every printed dollar bill in this country, they got in God We Trust. You know the God, and then they got a white president right there beside it. So what are they telling you all these years, over 400 years, that in us, we are the gods we trust. And y'all, black Americans, y'all supposed to trust us because we trust Almighty God. We are the number one trustees of God. He has given us the position to over other people's lives. So they have to trust us if they want to get to Almighty God, if they want to go to heaven. And most black people throughout the world, especially the black African Americans, they believe that. And one of the main things I want to say in my conclusion, because I'm going to conclude soon, because the co-host is not on,